Lesson 9. The Bridge Gospel Presentation. Introduction. That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, 3. We have experienced what it means to encounter God and be converted, beginning a relationship with him. We also have a special relationship with others, who are in relationship with God. When we share the gospel, we are inviting others to come into the fellowship that we have with God and others who know him. A gospel presentation. This presentation of the gospel is concise and memorable. It uses a drawing that will be remembered by anyone who sees it presented. It can be presented in 2 minutes or expanded to include discussion and explanation if the listener is interested. It is not necessary that you be a skilled artist. The drawing is simple, and its simplicity helps the listener remember it. We will now go through the stages of the drawing, with the explanatory wording to go with each part to be drawn. What to say during each part of the drawing. Part 1. God created each person to be in fellowship with him and live a blessed life. He did not design life to be full of problems and suffering. Write the word God and draw a person. Part 2. Man is separated from God because of sin. The first people sinned, and every person since then has committed sin against God. Draw the separation and write the word sin. Part 3. God is a righteous judge, and unbelievers will someday be condemned to eternity in hell unless they find mercy and come back into relationship with God. Draw the arrow and write the word hell. Part 4. Nothing that we can do brings us back to God or earns mercy, not good works, going to church, religious customs, giving money. Draw arrows with each item in the list. Part 5. Our situation would be hopeless if God had not made a way for us to come back to him. Jesus, the Son of God, died on a cross as a sacrifice so that we can be forgiven. After 3 days, he was raised from the dead. Draw the cross. Part 6. But it is not enough just to know this. Each person must individually make the choice to be saved and come back to God. A person must repent, which means to be sorry enough for sin to be willing to quit. A person who repents can receive forgiveness by asking God in prayer. Draw the arrow and write the words, repent and receive. Part 7. Where do you think you are on this diagram? Has there been a special time in your life when you repented of your sins, received God's forgiveness, and began to live for God, or are you still separated from God by your sin? Wait for an answer. Many people will admit that they are still separated from God. Are you ready to make this step, to repent, receive forgiveness, and begin living for God? I would be glad to pray with you right now. Pray something similar to the following. Lord, I know I am a sinner and deserve eternal punishment. I am sorry for my sins and willing to quit them. I ask you to forgive me, not because I deserve it, but because Jesus died for me. Thank you for salvation. From this time on, I will live for you. Explanations. Part 1. The beginning of the presentation can be adapted to apply to the listener. Instead of life full of problems and suffering, the evangelist can mention something more specific that relates to the experience of the listener. Part 2. It is important for the listener to realize that he is personally guilty of sin and separated from God. He is not just in a situation that has resulted from the sin of Adam. Part 3. This shows the most serious aspect of the unbeliever's condition. Part 4. The purpose of this part is to show the listener that he should not trust in the wrong thing for salvation. This part can be adapted to the needs of the listener. the evangelist should try to name the things that the listener is likely to be trusting in. Part 5. The simplest way to explain the atonement is to say that Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice so that we can be forgiven. The purpose of this part is to help the listener realize that he should depend on the salvation God provided. Part 6. The evangelist tries to bring the listener to a moment of decision. The listener needs to realize that he must make an individual choice. He needs to know the right definition for repentance, so he knows that repentance is more than regret and more than just saying he is sorry. He needs to know that he should pray to ask God for forgiveness. Part 7. At this point, the evangelist tries to get the listener to admit his need for salvation. The presentation is designed to help the unsaved person realize that he is unsaved. The question is worded carefully. Many people think they should daily ask for forgiveness while they continue to live in sin. The question asks about a special time when the person is forgiven and a new life begins. He needs to realize that if he has not experienced conversion, he is still separated from God by his sin. Then the evangelist offers to pray with him for salvation. If the listener does not understand his need or is not ready to repent, the evangelist should not push him to pray. If he prays without truly repenting and experiencing conversion, he may have a false assurance of salvation or may believe that conversion cannot happen for him. Either way, he may be less likely to seek God later. The drawing can be presented quickly. If you have an opportunity to share the gospel, you can simply ask, "May I take 2 minutes to show you a drawing that illustrates what the Bible says is the way to know for sure that you are saved?" That lets the person know that you are not going to take a lot of his time. If he gets interested and wants to talk about it, then you can take more time. Usually people do get interested in the drawing. Often a person will ask to keep the drawing after the evangelist is finished.